وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. جزاك الله أحسن الجزاء. As always, for the du'as that you make for us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise you in rank. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha haqqa tuqatih. Wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, still discussing the tasawwuf and spirituality of the life of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Shah Waliyullah rahmatullah alayh listed all the qualities of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, which are the fundamentals of the tasawwuf. Example, the first one he quotes is the reliance on Allah ta'ala, which is tawakkul, caution, humility, tawazu, kindness towards Allah's creation, being pleased with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mulana Qamruz Zaman Sahib, Damat Barakatum, says that I just give one example on his fear of Allah ta'ala. He saw a bird on a tree on one occasion and said, Tuba lak ya tayr ta'kulu min shajar وتستظل من شجر وتصير إلى غير حساب يا ليت أبا بكر مثلك. How fortunate you are, O bird. You eat from a tree and take shade from it. You have no worry about giving an account for your deeds. If only Abu Bakr could be like you, he would remain upright like a stick in Salah. The silsila and the spiritual lineage of the Naqshbandi tariqa, whose blessings are still prevalent in the world, goes up to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anh through Hazrat Imam Ja'far Sadiq rahmatullah alayh. Consider his teachings and statements as recorded in Tabaqatul Kubra. The greatest intelligence is taqwa, he says, and the worst foolishness is fisk and fujur, flagrant sinning and immorality. Trustworthiness is a great act of honesty, and treachery is the worst lie. When he ate anything doubtful unknowingly and came to know of it later on, he would vomit it out and make dua to Allah. O Allah, do not take me to task for the effect of this food which has crept into my veins and intestines. When man vexes pride over any of the attractions of this world, Allah Ta'ala remains displeased with him for as long as he does not separate himself from it. Then he would also say, if only I was a tree which is chopped and eaten, he would hold his tongue and say, it has taken me to places of destruction. If the bridle of his camel fell off, he would seat his camel and pick it up. If someone said to him, why did you not order us? He would have passed it to you. He would reply, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not ask anyone for anything. He used to say to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, I have certainly been appointed as an administrator of your affairs, but I am not better than you. You should therefore assist me. Follow me if you see me on the straight path, and correct me if you see me deviating. He would be constantly worried and fearful, to the extent that the smell of a roasted liver would emanate from his mouth. One day, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala said in his sermon, "Where are all those handsome and beautiful people who had beautiful faces and who were proud of their youth? Where is the king who inhabited the cities and built forts? Where is the brave person who was always victorious on the battlefield? Time has destroyed them, and they are lying in the pitch darkness of the grave. How true this is. You know, oppressors and tyrants, kings and leaders, you know, the pious and the bad, how many of them who spend their life in this world and they are gone into the darkness of their grave? Beware, no person should despise any Muslim. The lowest of Muslims is great in the sight of Allah." And he also would say, "We have found greatness in fearing Allah, prosperity in conviction, and honor in humility. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has ordered you to treat your male and female slaves like your own children. Feed them of what you eat and clothe them of what you wear. I proclaim the purity of that being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who left no path for his creation to recognize him, except that they are incapable of truly recognizing him." The Imam of the Sufis, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, says, with regard to the above statement, "These are the most noble words on the subject of Tawheed. When a person tastes the love of Allah Ta'ala, he finds no time to hanker after this world and feels uncomfortable with people. When Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala was on his deathbed, people came to visit him and said, 'O Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, let us summon a doctor for you.' He replied, 'A doctor has already seen to me.' The people asked, 'What did the doctor have to say?' He replied, 'The doctor said, I, Allah, do whatever I will. When I arrest any alcoholic,' he would say, 'the wish crosses my heart for Allah Ta'ala to conceal his sin. When I arrest a thief, the same thought crosses my heart. Glory be to Allah. Look at the extent of kindness he had towards the creation of Allah. Once a hunted animal was brought before him. On seeing it, he said, "When an animal is killed or a tree is chopped off, the reason for it is that it has failed to discharge the tasbih and glorification of Allah Ta'ala." Hazrat Abdullah ibn Hakim radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu delivered a sermon which contained the following words of advice: "O people, I advise you to fear Allah and to praise him as he deserves to be praised. You should always have hope and fear in you. When making dua to Allah, you must also beseech and beg him. Look at how Allah Ta'ala praised Hazrat Zakaria alayhi salam and his family. Innahum kanu yusari'una fil khayrat wa yad'unana raghaban wa rahaba wa kanu lana khashi'in. They used to hasten and do good deeds, and they used to call to us with hope and fear, and they were humble before us. O servants of Allah, understand well, Allah purchased your lives and took a covenant from you in this regard. He has promised you the eternal and abundant bounties of paradise in exchange for this fleeting and paltry life. The book of Allah is present amongst you. Its extraordinary facts will never come to an end. Its light and nur will never be extinguished. You should therefore believe in the book of Allah and continue taking admonition from it. Acquire illumination from it in preparation for the dark day, the final hour. Allah Ta'ala created you solely for his worship. He appointed certain angels over you to record your deeds. They know all that you do. O servant of Allah, you are going closer to the appointed time, the final hour, every day and night. That is, each moment is taking you closer to the resurrection. Knowledge of this final hour is concealed from you. Therefore, if you can, then die while you are engaged in the service of Allah Ta'ala. However, you cannot do this without the help of Allah Ta'ala. You should seek his help. O people, Hasten towards good in all the occasions of respite which you have been given in your life. Do this before your life comes to an end and before you have to face the consequences of your evil deeds. Some people have spent their lives for others, apart from Allah, and devoted their lives to them. I prohibit you from doing so. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala says, at times Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala would mention the birth and origin of man in his sermon and say, man has come from an impure place on two occasions, from the loins of his father and from the womb of his mother. When he used to say this, each person in the gathering would consider himself impure. O people, cry out of the fear of Allah. If you cannot cry, endeavor to cry. By giving these examples, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he speaks about the two places where man has come from, the loins of his father, from the womb of his mother, he's trying to express to the ummah that they should have no pride, they should have absolute humility. One day, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala stood up to deliver a sermon and he said, in the summer of last year, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, on saying this, he began crying. He then continued, he used to say that you should continue asking Allah for forgiveness of sins and well-being in this world and in the year after. Speaking the truth and doing good will lead you to paradise. Speaking lies and committing acts of immorality will lead you to hell. O servants of Allah, do not sever relations amongst yourselves. Do not bear malice towards each other. Do not envy each other. Live like brothers to each other as Allah has commanded you. As Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala used to make the following dua very often. O Allah, show me the truth and inspire me to follow the truth. Enable me to recognize falsehood and inspire me to abstain from it. Do not allow truth and falsehood to be confusing before me. If not, I will begin following my desires. During Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala's final hours, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala and her read some heart-rending and remorseful poems. So he said to her, do not read these poems. Instead, recite this verse of the noble Quran. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدُ. The stupor of death has come in truth. This is the very thing which you are avoiding. Once, while he was on the pulpit, he cried and said, O Allah Ta'ala, ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness and well-being, because after Iman, you have not been given anything better than well-being. That is Afia. Adopt honesty. Its partner is piety. And these two convey a person to paradise. Abstain from lies. Its partner is immorality. And these two convey a person to Jahannam, to hell. Do not treat any Muslim with scorn. A Muslim of low rank in this world is of very high rank in the sight of Allah. Seek affluence in marriage, because Allah Ta'ala removes poverty through marriage. The upheavals of time are strange, but heedlessness in this regard is even more strange. It is good when an old person repents. It is even better when a young person repents. It is bad when a wealthy person is proud. It is worse when a poor person is proud. It is bad when an ignorant person becomes occupied with this world. It is extremely appalling when an alim becomes occupied with this world. Hazrat Maulana Habibur Rahman Sahib Shirwani wrote regarding Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala in his sermons. He says, do not treat any لا يحقرن أحدكم أحدا من المسلمين فَإِنَّ صَغِيرَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Do not treat any Muslim with scorn. A Muslim of low rank in this world is of very high rank in Allah's side. وَجَدْنَا الْكَرَمَ فِي التَّقْوَى وَالْغِنَاءَ فِي الْيَقِينَ وَالشَّرْفَ فِي التَّوَادُ. We have found greatness in fearing Allah, prosperity in conviction, and honor in humility. لا تقاطعوا ولا تباغضوا ولا تحاسدوا وكونوا عباد الله إخوانا كما أمركم. O servants of Allah, do not sever relations amongst yourselves. Do not bear malice towards each other. Do not envy each other. Live like brothers to each other as Allah has commanded you. Flee from rank and position, and Allah will follow you. Be desirous of death, and you will be bestowed with life. As Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away in Medina Munawwara at the age of 63 on the 22nd of Jumadul Ukhra, 13th year of Hijri, between the Maghrib and Isha Salat. He is buried next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him. Ameen.